Welcome to this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and right now we ask Peter Breen to return to the program. We're going to be getting an update from him on the case of David DeLuyden. Now, you may remember David DeLuyden is the young man, he's only in his 20s, who made that stunning series of exposés on Planned Parenthood alleging that they traffic baby body parts. Peter, welcome back to the program.
Hey, thank you for having me, Jerry.
Hey, now, by the way, should I say alleging or should I just say, hey, those documentaries document that this indeed was going on or is going
on?
Sure.
Anyone who takes an honest look at the videos knows that very, very bad things were happening at the nation's Planned Parenthoods and other abortion facilities. The evidence is right there. It's clear as day right in front of us. So there's no reason to hedge our language, certainly, on this point.
Okay, so now David DeLuyden has been clobbered with a number of lawsuits, and I understand in one of them recently he has prevailed. Please tell us.
Right. So after David put out these videos and was putting them out on a regular basis, the other side could not rebut what the people of America, what our eyes were showing us on these videos.
Don't believe your lying eyes. remember that old excitement?
Right. So they took a couple of tacks against him. One is they kept saying, oh, it was deceptively edited. And, of course, he put essentially the full video out. He would use excerpts in his publications every week. And it was coming out once a week, and it was just devastating.
Yeah.
But he would publish the whole video. So if you wanted to see if he was deceptively editing, you could go and look at it yourself. And he was not. He was doing everything right above board. It was a high-quality video. This was the other thing. It was a high-quality production. But the other thing that the abortion advocates were doing was they were beginning to prepare legal action against David. So whether civil or criminal, and so they filed several civil lawsuits, massive lawsuits against him in federal court and state court out in California, and they began to push for criminal charges. In Houston, Texas, there were two criminal charges that were pressed by prosecutors against David. And one of those was tampering with a government document, so using a fake ID. The other was intending to purchase baby parts for profit. Now, they did not charge Planned Parenthood with intending to sell baby parts for profit. They just went after David. So these charges were very strongly rebutting them. We think they're specious and that Planned Parenthood should have been prosecuted, not David. But here's what happened. On her own, the judge, so we filed a motion to quash these two indictments in Texas. The misdemeanor, the judge over the misdemeanor charge put out an order this week saying that that charge had to be dismissed because the prosecutor botched the presentation of the charge to the grand jury. So did not get the consent of the grand jury to all of the elements of the charged misdemeanor. That's the allegation that somehow David was intending to purchase baby parts for profit. We were very glad for that. I call it a breadcrumb. It's kind of a little bit of a sign that we are on the right track.
Mm-hmm.
One down, we've got a lot of lawsuits left to attack and take out, but it is a very good sign. It was a strong order and one that was dismissed, and the prosecutor said, we're not refiling the charge. So that part is done. We are going to keep working on everything else.
So, okay, how many lawsuits total are you talking about?
Well, when you look at the number of matters, I believe we're at around seven or so. So this
Wow.
was number one. We've got about six more to go. And, you know, the California Attorney General had served a search warrant on David's apartment to the point that the California Attorney General, who's running for U.S. Senate in California, had sent 11 agents of the California Department of Justice to David's little one-bedroom apartment. And I was talking to him on the phone as they were searching and taking away his computers and everything else.
Wait, excuse me. Did you call him or did he call you when they came? I'm just curious.
No, you just happened to be on the phone. Right. I've told the story. No. I mean, certainly, he contacted me.
Oh, okay.
And, as we're talking, that's one of his attorneys.
Yeah.
And as we're talking, the investigators, the people that are executing the search warrant said, we need your phone. And so he literally had to get off the phone and hand it over to the investigators. So this was, a terrible, terribly invasive and a process. And you know, they treated him like he was a drug dealer or a murderer or something like that, coming in and putting 11 agents in his little apartment. And really,
did they all
for
fit?
No good purpose. So all of his videos are online. What David did is very well out in the public, so there's no need to go and execute search warrants in the morning on people by surprise.
Yeah, huh. And you know, we've discussed this before, but part of the thing is people are saying, well, he's this fake ID. He created this, you know, false identity and then had an actress as well doing the same thing, and they did all this in order to, you know, expose these things. But, you know, the bottom line is, yeah, they engaged in deception, but that's what investigative journalism is all about. I mean, I just saw something where Gloria Steinem in the 1960s or 70s or something went undercover, pretended to be a Playboy bunny for a little bit to just kind of write an expose about the whole Playboy empire. And nobody, you know, crucifies her for investigative journalism. Nobody does that with 60 Minutes. So it's kind of, you know, it's an important factor of journalism.
Oh, absolutely. And just one sign, you referenced 60 Minutes. Right after we went down to Houston to present David after the indictments, it just so happened that that very week, 60 Minutes had an investigation where someone had presented an ID to be allowed into buildings in New York to go see attorneys to see if they would assist that person with some sort of problematic foreign transaction.
Okay.
Now, did anyone call 60 Minutes and say, you used fake IDs? No, of course not. In fact, and then just a few weeks ago in San Antonio, Texas, so the same state, there was a big expose by one of the local news agencies to talk about how they had actually used fake IDs to see how they'd purchased fake IDs online and then gone and tried to use them to see if they would be accepted at local establishments. So to sit here and say that somehow what David did was wrong or illegal is incorrect, because, look, he didn't even, an 18-year-old using a fake ID to purchase beer is violating state law. They're not supposed to purchase beer when they're underage. Using a fake ID as you're walking into a Planned Parenthood is not illegal. There's nothing in the law that says Planned Parenthood, in order to get into a Planned Parenthood, you've got to show an ID or you have to be 16 or what have you. So there's nothing illegal about that action. So that's really the difference here. We strongly contend that David and his team did nothing wrong, and they certainly should not be facing prosecution over what they did, and especially in light of the results, which were of such great public interest and are a public service.
Well, those that are in favor of abortion rights, to use a phrase from Ann Coulter, I mean, it's almost like the godless religion's sacrament.
Well, and look, this is the thing. Come after David on the merits. Let's talk about how we should and should not be treating the remains of aborted children. Let's talk about what a civil society should be doing in relation to that. Let's talk about the fact that the moms who are signing away, that they're the remains of their children, don't realize that there is a big business in this, that people are making money off of it. But let's talk about some of these issues that you've got Planned Parenthoods and others making a lot of money, tens of thousands of dollars, if not more, on selling fetal baby parts, which appears to be illegal under federal law, but, the Obama administration is not willing to prosecute the crime.
Right. You mentioned the mom signing off. There are situations, I mean, there are a lot of women who, not all of them, of course, that have abortions that feel very bad in retrospect. Even if they had no conviction that this was wrong, they just, in the nature of things, they feel guilty for having had an abortion. And some of them go through all this grief. Would it add to their grief to find out that they had signed some sort of waiver form and the remains of their dead baby were then used, for profit for Planned Parenthood to traffic these baby body parts?
Well, I have actually had interactions with women who have had abortions, so post-abortive women, who have talked about this issue. But certainly there is an informed consent requirement under federal law. And certainly, women ought to know, women who are having to go to, who are being coerced or forced into abortions, should know that that clinic has a financial interest in getting a consent form from that woman to get her baby body parts prior to her doing any sort of signing of such a form. So, Jerry, I mean, these are gruesome issues.
Yeah.
We frankly should not be marketing, or there should not be a market in fetal body parts. And so that is something that is disgusting. You know, it's a shame we have to talk about it, but we need to in order to ensure that the public is well informed.
Hmm. And David Dalyden has done a tremendous public service in helping to get at least a portion of the public to be well informed. Okay, where do you go from here?
Well, Jerry, I mean, we are, first off, David is, I mean, he is taking this well. I mean, as you said, he was 27 years old now. I mean, he conceived of this project several years ago. He spent 30 months undercover. Mm. He has got an ability to hold a great weight on his shoulders. I mean, half the country wants to string him up. The other half wants to canonize him. And so he's doing well, but he needs everyone's prayers and thoughts. Mm. From the legal side, we are fighting this hard. You can go to thomasmoresociety.org, and Moore's with one O, the thomasmoresociety.org to catch up on the case, to keep up on latest developments. We are fighting hard against some of the best attorneys in the country. The abortion lawyers are vicious, and they are very, very skilled. They're some of the largest law firms in the country. So we are fighting them very hard. But again, any support that folks can give us, prayers and other support, that's where we're at right now.
Hmm. You know, it's interesting, too. They're also very well healed. I mean, there's just a lot of money. If you were to take, I mean, let's be honest. If you were to take the money out of abortion, wouldn't much of the whole industry just collapse? I mean, there still would be some diehards, I think, who think they're doing the right thing for women and women's rights and the cause of women. But honestly, a lot of this has to do with money. It just does. I mean, let's be honest.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And look, I mean, when folks talk about defunding Planned Parenthood, you see, that's really the heart of that thought. I mean, look, people are not supporting these abortion clinics as charities. They want to make money. And that was something that David's videos very strongly showed the profit motive of the players in the fetal body parts industry and of Planned Parenthood and its affiliates. Hmm. So, and I've got to tell you, we are up against some of the top law firms in the country. I mean, in our cases involving Planned Parenthood, I'm up against firms like Arnold Porter out of Washington, D.C., Morrison Forster out of San Francisco, Benton's, which is an international law firm. We've got Perkins Coie, who are the general counsel for Boeing.
Okay, now I'm not a lawyer, and probably most of our listeners are not lawyers, but are these like the Mercedes-Benz or the BMWs or whatever, the legal firm, or the legal field?
Law firms that have at least 500 lawyers or more that are servicing the S&P 500 type companies.
Wow.
They are the Cadillac of law firms.
This is David versus Goliath.
It is. And we're glad that, you know, David Dalyden was aptly named from his birth that he happened to be named David. It really is something that it very much fits the situation where we're in today.
Okay, of the six remaining lawsuits, are there any that give you pause? Are there any that make you think, hey, we need even more prayer support?
Well, I'll tell you, I mean, the criminal ones always concern you a lot. I mean, there's a felony charge for using a fake ID. A felony, I mean, that's a very serious crime, could be up to 20 years in prison. So that is a big one. That's in Houston. But these others, the RICO lawsuits, or racketeering, their conspiracy lawsuits in San Francisco, they're like our lawsuit now v. Scheidler from way back where they were trying to shut down pro-life activism. The other side is trying to loop in every pro-life group that even had heard of David Dalyden to try to loop them into the case and try to shut down investigative journalism and similar pro-life activities. So all of them are really, I mean, these are some big cases. Each of them has their own real danger to the pro-life movement and certainly to the cause of life and liberty going forward.
The website is, for more information, thomasmoresociety.org. Is that correct?
Yes, and Moore with one O.
Okay, Peter Breen, thanks so much for being with us, and thanks for this update on David Dalyden. Our prayers are with him. And
hey,
you,
thank
too.
Thank you, Jerry.
God bless you now. All right,
thank
bye-bye.
God bless.
Thanks.